Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Tired of hearing Rob talk about all the bad news? Time to find your happy place. Yes. Turn that frown upside down. It's time for Shitting Rainbows with Rob.
Oh, wow. The response was so good yesterday.
It was like Beatles-esque at the applause that we received for this new segment. So if you are, it is the Kendall and Casey Show. My name is Rob. That is Casey. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't listen yesterday, late last week, our bosses came to me and laid out in very diplomatic fashion. Mm-hmm. You are amongst the best we have ever heard at taking problems of this country to task and citing the problems and calling the politicians out. However,
you excel at that.
Yeah. And with our bosses, there's always a however. They never just leave it at you're great.
There's a but.
There's always a however.
Yeah.
However, you suck at pointing out the positive in the world. And so we're going to not even challenge. We're going to force you.
Yeah.
One segment, a show. So, and I have to find it because you do the template, but I have to find one story that I believe is positive and I can't be negative throughout any portion of the segment.
Yeah. And if you do turn negative, we get to zap you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just a clarification, I only agreed to do the segment if we could name the title.
What we named it?
Yes, with Rob and bleep the thing. Uh-huh. And I said I will do that because that will make me chuckle each time and put me in a good mood.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So today you have picked this story, and I agree. This is nice. Indiana recorded a record number of organ transplants in 2023.
Yeah, WTHR had the story, and last year 1,134 organ transplants took place. Now you would assume. The overwhelming majority of those, that, by the way, that's they apparently 989 lives were saved because of this, according to the Indiana Donor Network. 17% increase in terms of total donations from the previous year. And you would assume the majority of these are people who have passed away and have made it clear via their state issued driver's license that I wish to be an organ donor. I am one of those. And I think this is phenomenal that kind of the last gift that you give while you have physically are no longer on this earth, but you're still, you're physically still on this earth, even though your spirit is gone, is that you can say, take these from me
and help someone else
and help someone else have a great life, hopefully. And I would encourage everyone. I mean, what do you need them for?
Yeah.
You're dead.
You're not going to use them anymore.
It's not like we're taking them from live people.
It's the ultimate paying it forward.
Right.
Isn't it?
And that is, it costs nothing. It takes nothing from you. You're obviously gone by the time this happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to strongly encourage everybody, and look, everybody's got their own reasoning behind things, but talk about that with your family. Make sure your family knows, even if you have it on your driver's license, make sure that they know that you wish to do that. I mean, when you think about 989 people got to live because people made selfless sacrifices, I just think that's absolutely phenomenal.
So they say that it's important to know that despite your age or your medical history, you can sign up to be an organ donor. One organ donor can save 8 lives. One tissue donor can heal more than 75 other people. And if you're a cornea donor, it can restore sight for 2 people. So there's multiple ways you can do this. You can go check yes when you're asked at the BMV. You can sign up online, and you can even say yes on the health app on your iPhone or iPad. Lots of ways to do it. And side note that I wanted to share with everybody since we're talking about this. Did you see the story about that former Trump official? His name was Mike Gill, and he was shot from a carjacking in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
This happened on Thursday, and just yesterday, the mainstream media was reporting that he had passed away. Well, in fact, he was already in critical condition on Thursday when he was shot,
right.
But he was an organ donor.
Yeah.
And so he was on life support for a few extra days until they found people who
that's
were
great.
Going to take his organs.
Nah, I mean, it's obviously horrific that that happened to him.
Yeah.
But part of you then lives on with that person and the people that you will be able to help. And so I just encourage everybody to, if you haven't done it yet, mm-hmm. you know, talk it over with your family and whoever else you need to do. And please consider doing that to help other people.
All right. Good, positive segment, Rob.
No
we
zaps.
Appreciate that.
No zaps.
No zaps. That was great.